Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Gailhouse and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Stevens reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Stevens moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of lobs. Moses reaches second base with a double. Callaway moves to third. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callaway scores. Moses moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callaway hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Callaway reaches third base with a triple. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball towards right. Chartak catches it and throws to home to double up Callaway. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Krivic moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse is called out on strikes. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Gutteridge reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. There goes Farrell trying to get to home. Solters throws the ball into Appling, who relays the ball to Tresh, who tags Farrell, who came all the way from first, for the out. Gutteridge moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Clift reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Appling reaches second base with a double. Tucker goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2 Browns. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker throws the ball into Appling, who tags Stevens trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Chartak scores. One out. It's 4-2, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Gale House covering. Safe. Soltis moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. Moses moves to third. It's 4-3, Browns. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Eddie Smith. George Caster now pitching. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Tresh moves to second. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. There goes Soltis trying to get to second. Krivic throws the ball into Gutteridge, who tags Soltis for the out. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Callaway moves to second. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Culler hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clift strikes out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chartak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes strikes out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Culler juggles the ball. That's an error on Culler. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns pinch hits for Mike Krivic. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.